When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Dear friends, I was greatly struck as I studied God's Word with the words of Thomas, so emphatic. If you turn, please, to John chapter 20 and the last statement of the verse 25. I will not believe. I will not believe. Just think of that. 25th verse, the other disciples therefore said unto Thomas, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. My, this was 8 days after the resurrection. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ came again to meet with them. 8 days in the gloom of unbelief and death. My Lord is buried. That's it. It has happened to him like it has happened to all men. My Lord is buried. So that's the end of the matter. So thought Thomas. Not even when the other disciples told him, No, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. We have met the Lord. It didn't mean very much to him. He said, No, I will not believe. He wanted a very physical contact. And as a matter of fact, you know, it sounds rather raw and hard when you say, I want to put my finger into those nail marks. And I want to thrust my hand up where the spear had pierced it. Sounds very raw. And yet, that was the mind of Thomas. Blank, dark, unbelief. You know, my dear friends, in 1933, they signed a manifesto. Humanistic manifesto in this country. And what were their chief tenets? One of those signatories was John Dewey, the man who took a leading part in shaping American education. Okay, what were their main tenets? One, freedom from all restraint. Okay, so the child is playing with a knife and using a knife like it uses or should use a fork. And you say, no, we must not restrain the child. Freedom from all restraint. Then what? Freedom from, you know, free love, free sex. So elimination of the family. Elimination of all morality. Three, and freedom to commit suicide. What? You know, folks, on one occasion, I was late for school. And so here was my train pulling out as I left my bicycle in the bicycle stand and ran to catch it. The train was pulling out. It was an open door, and I clambered in. But my hand was full of books, and I fell out on the platform. And, you know, I wasn't hurt. I was dazed. And, of course, some people helped collect my books. And here comes the station master. What? To reprimand me or arrest me? Because it's not allowed to jump onto a moving train. Now, why? Why should anybody restrain me? So, you can imagine, I've just mentioned some of those tenets, laws which their beliefs and their laws, and they began to spread it far and wide. And today, it is all over the medical educational world. It's all over. We will not believe. The introduction to the humanistic manifesto ran somewhat like this. Inasmuch as there is no deity to save us, you see, there's no God to save us, we must save ourselves. What is this nonsense? We must save ourselves. So, do this, do that to save yourself. You know, one of those primary revolutionaries was Stalin. Stalin, who is responsible for millions of deaths, was a theological student. The seminary in Tiflis, Georgia, and in the first year of his theology, he became an atheist. Can you imagine that? So, we have got such a close connection between unbelief, atheism, and universal freedom to kill in the name of the state. What a dreadful situation. I will not believe. Now, if you turn to the 12th chapter of John, you will see a woman. Third verse. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. The poor always you have with you. Now, look at this act of prophetic act. Oh, I may never get to see my master again. Who told her that his burial was imminent? Who told her? She had a heart full of gratitude. Her brother who had died, Lazarus, was seated with Jesus at the dining table. What a sight! Think of that. And as she could only imagine those scenes that had accompanied his burial, 3 days in the grave, you know, the sadness, the emptiness, probably the breadwinner gone and his place vacant. 3 days of that. And then here he is seated next to Jesus at the dining table. Now, my dear friends, out of that overflowing gratitude, she brings her precious ointment. See, today, there are those who are trying to mingle Christianity and selfishness. Oh, this is a nice way to live because we don't waste our money in drink and so on. Stalin's dad was a drunk, and his mother said to the priest with whom he was drinking, "Father, don't make my husband a drunk. You will destroy my family." You know, my friends, and his father turned out to be a vagabond that who left him. And he appeared at the seminary when he heard that his son had got a scholarship. Stalin had got a scholarship of 5 rubles. And singing in the choir, he was earning 5 more rubles. And his father said, "Son, have you forgotten me? Lend me 3 rubles. And Stalin replied, "Stop shouting. I will call the watchman." And that was probably the last time that he saw his father. You see, my dear friends, so drunkenness today is making people so irresponsible that families are going under. To save one alcoholic, what a deliverance one has brought. 7th verse. And Jesus, then said Jesus, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this." Let us pray. Let us tell God. Oh God, let not pleasure be my God. The good life, the pursuit of the good life, freedom to pursue the good life, meaning to please myself and be without any restraint morally, to wreck myself, to kill myself, freedom. Lord, you have delivered us from these delusions. Oh, my Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us at our phone number 08 9498 3735, or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale 6992, Western Australia. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number 08 9498 3735. Please plan to join us next week at the same time, as we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, appreciate and need your continuing prayerful support.